on, Gross?
Just talking to my friend Nick.
Talking about his shirt.
No, that's interesting.
Trying to put
show's
my...
starting. Trying to get rich.
Just run your own little thing over there.
Go ahead. Trying to get rich, damn it!
Good afternoon, gamblers. Good morning, actually. We are back for day two of the NCAA tourney.
Two.
Someone said that this is a show for degenerates by degenerates. That was me saying that. I am your host, Tony Brackets.
Here you go, Tony.
Tony Brackets.
We got fucking Todd McComas. More like a flustered Todd McComas today.
I'm a mess. I'm a fucking mess right now.
Gorms, what'd you call Nick? Nicky Skates.
Nicky Skates.
The original Bro Bretts man himself, Jeff Gorman.
We're here.
And Boston Connor.
Connor.
Bailey back on the ones and twos. Some would say that we had an up and down day yesterday. I went 8-5 personally. I'm pretty happy with that. Todd, how'd you do?
I have no idea. I don't even know what I went. I don't even remember what we picked, what went on the parlay, what didn't.
Attaboy. Yeah. As far as the show goes, the Bro Bets Cup of Coffee Day parlay for the next 2 days is or whatever. Just don't pay attention to it. We're just scrambling together. There's just too many games, too many picks.
If I looked at my Action Network, I think I was 5-7 on basketball.
That's not terrible.
That's not bad.
I mean, for the first round of 64, dude, it's fucking tough.
I mean, there was some bad beats in there. Is if you were on the Mexico State money line,
that was tough.
If you were on LSU,
spread
as far as the spread went, that was a point there. Yep. The Murray State over was by a point there. Connor teased it down.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There was some things there yesterday, but we did have some winners. Obviously, we called that St. Mary's was going to be played in the mud in the lowest scoring game of all time. Plus, they covered. What else did we have? I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. Doesn't matter. We're in the past. Nick, do you want to say anything about your first ever guaranteed pick?
Listen, no one is more disappointed in me than me. Mm-hmm. I think we learned a valuable lesson yesterday. Nothing in this life is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as far as the other games go, chasing road dogs all the time, sometimes you're going to get bit.
You're right. You're 1,000% right.
Usually a guarantee, like in the retail industry, means that if you disappoint me as a customer, I get my money back.
That's not how gambling works.
I also lost money,
too. A guarantee
in
gambling means, hey, I feel pretty good about this, but if it doesn't work out, we're all fucked.
We're all on
the same team here.
A wise man once said, there are no guarantees in gambling. There are no locks. There is no such thing. It's gambling. It's called sports betting for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Someone actually just tweeted us, what's a guaranteed parlay for today? I said, no such thing as a guaranteed parlay. But we will give you the info for you to make your best decision so you can put in what you think may be a guaranteed parlay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got to trek through the mud, you know? We're going to give you the picks. You got to do your own research, make your own judgment.
We're all adults here.
You know what's easy, Tony?
What's that?
Burying somebody like Nicky Skates.
Yeah.
Today.
Easy.
That's easy.
We wouldn't do that.
No.
Oh,
you know what's hard?
I would love to differ.
Look down at your man, put your arm out and lift him up.
That's
put your
right.
arms around him, give him a hug and say, "Let's go, new day."
And that's what
Let's
we're
going to
do
roll,
today.
Nicky
so
Skates.
You can take your money, you can go to mybookie.ag. You can put it in there. And if you use code BROBROBRO, you get a 50% bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000. That's mybookie.ag. Promo code BROBROBRO.
Let's go.
Get on that. That's the best place to bet.
It's Redemption Friday. Do you have NHL picks for us today?
I do. Thankfully, there were only two games going on tonight.
Okay.
So a nice, easy slate here. Okay. First up, we're going to go Washington at home against Minnesota.
Caps.
We're going chalk here. They're -180. You could take the puck line if you want.
Easy.
It's +155. It's good value there.
Not get greedy on Redemption Friday.
Stick with the money line. But if you're, you know.
Easy.
And then the next game, I'm taking the Sharks on the second night of a back-to-back.
Oh, Sharks!
They lost to L.A. last night. Shots? They're going into Anaheim tonight. They're -150 money line. I like San Jose to bounce back.
I saw it. Was Ron Burgundy doing that game?
A little bit, yeah.
How'd he do?
He was pretty good. He was in and out of character just a touch.
Yeah.
That happens.
You know what I'm going to do? Because those are kind of the odds are kind of high. I'm going to make that just a two-way parlay.
Oh, okay.
Attaboy.
Oh, a little espresso parlay.
That's easy. Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
A little espresso parlay. It's a two-game night here in the NHL. Gorms, you got something for us?
Putting my arms around Nicky Skates.
You know,
I'm going to lay 200 to win 100 on those Capitals.
We're all going to put our arms around Nicky Skates today.
Thanks, guys. I need it.
And we're going to lift him
up. You've been hot, bro. One bad day.
An angel beneath your wings, my friend.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, amen to you.
I won't let anybody badmouth you.
Hey, you have a great Friday, friend.
You as well. All the listeners, good luck out there.
Okay.
All
right, go hockey.
Go hockey.
Hey, guys.
Hockey Talk, new episode out.
Thanks,
go subscribe, rate, review.
It's a great show.
Great show. Also, we did have a winner yesterday. Pat McAfee over on everything. We told you that.
Boom,
those were easy winners.
Boom, boom, and boom.
Does anyone have any NBA picks today?
I do, Tony. I'm glad you said that. Gorms. I went 1-1 yesterday. Atlanta ended up beating the Utah Jazz, getting 7
or 8
points.
Good pick there.
Phoenix, what are you doing? Detroit, again, Dwayne Casey broke one off in me, and I don't like it at all. I go against the Pistons. They burn me. I bet with them. They burn me.
Yeah, they're the worst. They're the fucking worst.
So I went 1-1 in the NBA. I got two tonight.
What shitty teams are you going with tonight?
Not real shitty. I'm taking Houston, all right?
Okay. Yes.
At Houston, minus the 6.5 against a very... very hot San Antonio Greg Popovich team, but I don't care. That's a tough place to play. They've got the offensive guys
out
there.
They're coming off a loss. The Spurs, they've cooled down a little bit.
All right, so I like Houston laying the 6.5, and while we're there, Toronto, it's going to be a big party up there against OKC, who is 1-4 in their last 5.
Yes, they are.
I like Toronto to take care of business at home tonight against Russell Westbrook. Those are my two NBAs.
Okay. I love that. This isn't a play, but I have one little stat for you tonight as far as NBA. After a loss, the Bucks are 17-1 straight up and 15-3 against the spread.
Nice.
They take on the Heat tonight as a favorite coming off a loss, so something to look at there.
I got 1-2 in the NBA. D'Angelo Russell. Nets. We've been on him for a while.
You mean he's
now.
Going home a little
going
bit.
Going back to L.A. They're -1.5. L.A.'s done. The Nets are going to the playoffs.
Nets are only a 1-point favorite.
1.5. Well, it opened at a pick 'em. It's already
probably
moved.
No LeBron, probably no Lance Stevenson.
Yeah, so
that's weird.
That's a weird
line.
Seems like a trap.
It opened at a pick 'em.
I mean, the Brooklyn Nets are much, much better team than the Los Angeles Lakers as a pick 'em.
It's 10 a.m. It's going to close at 3.5, probably 4.
Oh, no, I know that. I get that. But the opening line is what scares me.
As of this recording, I saw that LeBron will see the floor tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, right?
Brooklyn Nets, -1.5.
That's good.
Don't
info.
Be a fool.
Yeah,
Kemba Walker, had it last night. It's Brooklyn early. Nets tonight, I'm telling you. Don't be foolish.
Like you said, you don't go against Kemba in March.
One little flyer on that Toronto pick. Kyle Lowry may not even play. I still like Toronto at
home. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about Kyle Lowry. Is he good? Is he bad? He's not bad.
I like him.
He's solid. He's just solid.
All right. So let's jump into the NCAA games. We're going to go through the schedule again. Once again, if anyone has any opinions at all, feel free to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
First game today, 12:15, Cincy at Iowa. Does anyone have any opinions at all on this?
Opinion, Cincy. Iowa's been cold. Cincy, they just blew through their tournament. I'm not actually betting this game, but
that's
just me.
Yeah, neither am I. That line has moved up in favor of Cincy. Mm-hmm. I believe it's gone to Cincy 4.5 when it started. At Cincy 3.5. So Cincy's gone from -3.5 to -4.5.
Yeah.
Money coming in on Cincy. So that's the information there. Do you have an opinion, Todd, on that?
I do. I don't know if I'm personally going to. I'm teetering on whether or not I'm going to bet on this. But okay. I do like the fact. I mean, Cincinnati will dominate the boards against Iowa. That's simply stated. They also, Iowa can light it up from three. There's no doubt about it. They move the ball around well. However, Cincy also shoots well. And here's the difference. So I think Iowa, when they're at their best, they're getting fouled and they're beating you on the free throw line. Cincy has great half-court defense, and they tend not to foul. They shut you down without getting them in foul trouble. So I think you're going to see Cincy win this by 7 or 8.
So here's the thing, and I believe it's a tale of two stories here.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa's coming in. Not on a good streak.
Nope.
They're coming in not very good. And did Cincy beat Houston?
Yeah,
Cincy beat Houston. They're coming in hot. Todd, I like what you said when it comes to this tournament. Whoever wins a rebounding game, in my opinion, is going to go out. Cincy, too many athletes. Mm-hmm. I like Cincy today to cover. Coming off a huge victory over Houston last time they played.
Because I am a degenerate, and this is what we do, there's no way that I'm not going to bet the first game of the day, so I'll probably lean Cincy just for shits and gigs.
Let's do it.
Just for shits and gigs.
Group effort here.
All right, second game of the day. I got no opinion on this one. 12:40, Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Anyone got anything on this?
This is one of my games. I'm gonna try and pick the close ones today. A lot of 1-point spreads, a lot of 2-point spreads. Ole Miss -1. I'm sticking with the SEC. SEC did well yesterday.
They did.
Oklahoma. I mean, whatever. 19 wins. You didn't even get the 20. Mm-hmm. Screw you. Let's go Rebels.
Did you have something on that, Todd?
I do. Here's some facts for you. Ole Miss is ranked 35th in adjusted offensive efficiency.
Well, I like that you're looking at it.
112 points per 100 possessions.
Yep.
And 98th in three-point shooting at 35.8%. They have four players who shoot at least 34.7% from behind the arc. And their leading scorer, Tyree, shoots 38.5.
Wow.
This is a great match up against Oklahoma because they tend to let people, other teams, have success from three, and I think that's going to be the difference because otherwise, pretty close, yes, these two teams.
Yeah,
but
I love,
that's a definitive deciding factor for me with the minus one.
I love that Todd's starting to look at the KenPom rankings.
Yeah, yeah, I love the adjustment.
34.7.
No, yep. I'm not gonna.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So that's your picks there. Texas Tech, Northern Kentucky. I got nothing here.
I gotta ask Todd on that. That's his team. Do I take Texas Tech today? And if so, why?
Yeah, you take Texas Tech. You take them heavy. They got no problem covering this minus 12.5. I mean, Northern Kentucky probably has the easiest, most lax schedule in the whole tournament. I mean, coming out of the Horizon League.
Bad competition, yep. Huh?
Yeah, bad competition. They have not seen anything that resembles the kind of pressure they're going to get from Texas Tech. Texas Tech is a really good team. The only thing about Texas Tech, I will say, I did take them in my bracket to go to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. They are not deep at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, they pretty much play six players.
Yeah.
And they don't take players out when they get in foul trouble. That tends to fuck you when you want to go deep into the tournament. But if all things go well for them and they stay out of foul trouble, they are going to go to at least the Final Eight, and they will have no problem putting a 20-point lead on fucking Northern Kentucky.
To your point there, Northern Kentucky plays the 256th strength of schedule. And to your point about Texas Tech being deep, this game is not today. It's tomorrow. But Minnesota, Michigan State, little fun fact there, Minnesota did not have one bench player score a point. Wow. So something to think about tomorrow in those games. Let's move on from that. Let's go K-State, UC Irvine. I have a strong opinion on this one. I'm going UC Irvine plus the 4.5. K-State, their best player is out, and they have a hard time scoring even when he's in. They're 307th in points per game in the nation when their best player is in. Cal Irvine, number one in defending twos in the nation. They're huge inside. K-State is not going to be able to shoot outside today, so I'm going Cal Irvine plus 4.5. Maybe if you're feeling frisky, Connor's probably going to take the money
line. I'm taking the money line.
And then I'm also going to lean under because they're both – everything I just said, and then they're both top 50 in adjusted defensive rankings. Mm-hmm. And then in tempo, they're 342 and 296. Very similar game to last night's game, St. Mary's and Villanova, where it's just going to be a slow defensive game. So I'm going to go Cal Irvine plus the 4.5 and the under, which is it's a very low under. I think it's like 218, which is scary. Mm-hmm. But or sorry, 118.
118.
So I'm going to go with that. But yeah, I think we'll be okay. Any others on this game?
I'm happy with what you just said.
Irvine.
Gorms, anything there?
Nothing. Okay. I like what you're saying, brackets. Mm-hmm.
Tennessee and Colgate for this. I don't like a side. I don't like a total over under, but I do like Tennessee over 82. They average 82 on the season, and Colgate defensively is the 203rd ranked team defensively versus with a 257th ranked strength of schedule. So I see no reason why Tennessee shouldn't break the 82-point mark on this game.
Boom.
Anything else?
I think that's the smartest play.
Okay.
If you're gonna bet on that game, that's absolutely a brilliant fucking suggestion. That's the smartest play by far.
Tennessee is a grade A thoroughbred. Okay. Correct. Just here for you.
Yeah.
By the way, they're racing a mule today. I'll take the big horse.
There you go. And they just came off of a fucking dud in the SEC championship game. But that's fine. I mean, that happens. Things like that happen. Moving on, Virginia, Gardner Webb.
Yeah, just pass it along.
Yeah.
All the one seeds today, Virginia, Duke, North Carolina. I'll touch on North Carolina later. But after watching Gonzaga yesterday, these teams are just not even close to the level the one seeds are. If you want easy money, it's easy money mostly until the game gets close. So if you feel like you have a little money up and you want to get ahead of the game even more, I'd put a 50 bone on one of these spreads.
Nothing wrong with that. Laying 200 to win 100. Yeah. Why you laying that?
This is what I suggest for this game. Watch the first half. See how it goes. If you're going to bet on it, bet on the second half.
Wow. Michigan State Bradley. Exactly like that. That's what I would do.
I think I might take the under 54 for Gardner Webb. I may lean to that. Both these teams are slow tempo, and Virginia is obviously one of the top defensive teams in the nation. I may go under 54 here for Gardner Webb.
Yeah.
Maybe like who did Kentucky play yesterday? Fucking
Abilene Christian,
yeah, who didn't score any fucking points either.
Yeah, I would take the under, but I took the under last year against UMBC. So,
yikes.
Not doing that.
Yikes. All right, let's move on. Next game on your schedule is Buffalo, Arizona State.
What do you do?
High flying game. Let's see here. What do I got here? I mean, Buffalo is always over 80. Both of these teams are in the top, let's see here, top 50 in tempo. Buffalo is 8. Arizona State is 48. The total is huge. It's like 160-something.
158.
158. Oh, that's not terrible.
Yeah.
That's
it's
the pretty
same,
high.
It's the same as
3.5 points.
Yeah.
I'm taking the under on this one. All
are
day.
You?
All day, every day. Here, I did a little math here. I'll tell you. Arizona hit the over 4 out of 13 non-conference games, only 2 out of 8 games as the away underdog. Buffalo just above 500 in both those categories. They did hit the over, but just over 500. But here's the thing. Like, Buffalo averaged 83.2 yep. in their last 5 games. Arizona State averaged 75.6 in their last 5. That's a total of 158.8. But
right
that's with Buffalo winning all 5 of those games, Arizona State winning all 4 out of 5 of those games with a couple fucking blowouts. It's not going to happen here. This is going to be a very tough matchup for Buffalo. They're not going to score what you're used to seeing them score. They're going to be held down defensively a little more than usual. It's a tough. It's going to be a grind. It's going to be a close game. This game's going to fuck a lot of people.
It's one of the more
bets.
It's one of the more intriguing games of the
but
day.
But I find the under the safest bet here. I'm actually going to bet that today.
Okay, I like that.
There you go.
I like that. I'm going with the over just because of the tempo, and I just. It's going to be a fun game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, 11-seed play-ins. Remember, 11-seed play-ins can sometimes go on a run just because they have that
absolutely.
Warm-up game already. Belmont just lost. The other play-in 11-seed. Arizona State is the other one with that one win under the belt. Don't be surprised if they come out and win.
Probably one of the most talked-about games of the day today, 4:30 p.m., Wisconsin and Oregon.
Yep.
I have no thought on this game at all. It's basically a team that's coming in hot versus a team that was better during the season. Which do you like more? It's too close for me to put in an opinion on this one, so I'm going to lean to you guys.
I'm not touching it, but I'll tell you what. Wisconsin knows a thing or two about the NCAA Correct. Tournament. Oregon mm-hmm. can't say so much. I'm staying away from it, but I'm not surprised in the least when Wisconsin wins this game.
I'm taking the over, 116, lowest
it
fuck.
It is low.
It's low as fuck. Wisconsin, I think, is going to get hot here. I think it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a close game. I think probably I'm fucked in my bracket because I took Oregon to go like 2 or 3 deep.
Yep.
But I think Wisconsin is going to get hot now that I have time to sit and think about it. I think Wisconsin wins this game. But definitely I am not afraid of them not
the line,
covering
jumping
the over.
Around.
I do have an opinion on this game. Mm-hmm. Oregon money line. Wisconsin, I get it. Ethan Happ's their best player. Mm-hmm. Oregon's got big guys down low playing defense. And Gorman, like you said, they don't have experience. Their coach does. He's taken Dylan Brooks to the Elite Eight to the Final Four, if I remember correctly. But, I mean, the coaches get these guys ready. You saw Michigan State. You know, you can come out slow, but the coaches are the one that light that fire. They get that poop shoot going. Give me Oregon. Go
Keep
Ducks.
Keep this in mind, though. I love what you're saying, but I think without being paid, you basically are on the Oregon staff. Correct?
I mean, I'm a Ducks fan. I'm a Ducks fan through and through.
I mean,
I've been a Ducks fan my
whole
life.
Sent
I mean,
to you from the university.
I've been a Ducks fan my whole entire life.
Yeah, so another homer pick from Boston Connor.
it's a little bit
from
of a homer
Oregon,
pick
from Oregon Connor.
Don't be foolish. Do not be foolish. Listen to me.
I hate
me.
To lean against you here, Todd. I did pull the trigger this morning, but it took me. I stared at the screen for a good 5 minutes because the number is so low at 116.
Yeah.
And half is what I got it at. But they're both in the bottom 20 in tempo, and they're both top 20 defenses.
Mm-hmm.
So. I don't know. I couldn't go over because I don't know. I don't know. Those are the stats. You do what you want with
it's
them.
It's just not hard to score 116 total.
No, I agree 1,000%. Utah State and Washington. Anyone have anything on that?
Nothing.
Okay, me either. Todd?
On who?
Utah State and Washington.
No.
Leaning
okay.
Washington here. Leaning.
Okay.
Only.
They're +3, I believe, so I like that. Duke and North Dakota State. I have a lean here. Duke over 87. They average 84 points on the year. And we have North Dakota State, the number 294th defense in the country against, and they're the 294th defense in the country against the 340th strength of schedule.
Yeah.
So Duke over 87, wouldn't be surprised there. And I'm definitely not going against Duke in this game.
No.
Don't bet against Zion.
That would be a mistake.
It's like betting the Knicks.
Next game. Houston, Georgia State.
Ooh,
anyone on that?
Dog, this is
I got nothing on that.
This is
nothing.
My 4-star.
Oh,
so I want
course.
You guys to
All
listen.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go Todd-like on this, but I'm going to do it a little bit differently.
Okay.
I don't have percentages, but basically this. Houston, top 25 in all your categories.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Georgia State in the 100s, the low 100s mm-hmm. to mid to upper yep. 100s, okay? Here's the funny thing about Ron Hunter and Georgia State.
Okay.
They get down, they play street ball.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's what you're going to see. Yeah, yeah. You're going to see street ball. Houston's got the horses. The athletes are going to wear them down. This line is at 12. May have moved a little bit at this point. I like Houston to roll against Ron Hunter.
They don't have RJ Hunter to bail them out this time.
No, not this time. So that's my four-star of the day. I got to live and die, go down in flames, have a parade.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but this is another one I'm definitely going to watch the first half, and I'll probably take action on the second.
Yeah, yeah. And I also, this is one where, like, before the game, definitely wouldn't go against Houston because I just saw that
coming off
them
a bad loss to Cincy, and they've only had two regular season losses the whole year, and then take one to the chin. Now they're mad, they're upset. This is a blowout.
Another intriguing 5-12 game, Mississippi State Liberty. I'm going to go Liberty here.
Yep.
They have the fifth slowest tempo in the tournament. They're going to slow it down. They have great efficiency on offense and three-point shooting. Mississippi State's weakness is their three-point D. As long as Liberty's hitting their shots, which is always a question mark, who knows what's come tournament time. But I like Liberty here plus the points.
What's the over-under on that?
The over-under on Liberty is 133 flat. Over under 133. Liberty, I'm getting the points at plus 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question on this game.
Yep.
Is the it's a commercial. Liberty, Liberty, Liberty. Yes. Is that for the university?
Yes, 1,000%.
Okay.
1,000%.
Like,
not insurance. 1,000%.
I like them today then.
Yeah, they have their own commercial. their chances are good. Mm-hmm. But I like the under on that.
Okay.
Liberty really, really fucking slows.
That's what I said, fifth slows.
So yeah.
They really do. Similar to St. Mary's last night. Love this game. My Tar Heels, my national championship.
Here we go. Yes, UNC.
North Carolina, Iona. Let's see what the spread is here.
22.5.
22.5. The over-under is 168, I believe.
Yeah.
Is someone going to correct me there? No.
No, it's 166.5.
166.5. I think North Carolina may score 100, 105 on their own. Obviously, both teams are top 50 in tempo, UNC being number 5 in tempo. Iona's D is number 275 in the country. UNC, top 5 offense.
Yeah.
I think UNC might score 100 here.
Yeah, I mean, I got an opinion on this one. This is my guarantee pick. I haven't had one in this room yet.
It.
This is a guarantee. UNC is going to cover the 22.5.
Yeah,
this is
as well.
The dream team versus Angola. Do not be a fool. Slam North Carolina. Listen and slam them.
The current over-under for North Carolina's total is 95 points. It's going to be an up-and-down game. There's going to be a lot of scoring. I just hope they just don't come out cold because I believe I'm going to take that over of 166.5. It's a lot of points, but I'm going to do it.
A slow first half could definitely fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's solid.
Plus, if they're up by 30 in the second half, they could slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's playing with fire here, but fuck it. You know, it's March, baby.
It's March.
Hey,
just
it's
remember that.
March.
It's March.
But they'll win by 30 fucking points.
Exactly.
VCU, UCF, one-point game.
Stayed away from it.
You staying away from it?
Boy, I like that UCF team for a few weeks now, and then I got a little bit of cold feet, so I'm staying away from this. But if this was 2 weeks prior, I'd be all over UCF.
Okay.
Yeah, it's UCF here. I think this is an easy pick. I mean, they had their senior night, and that kind of screwed them in the tournament, gave them a little letdown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Feed me UCF. They're for sure. Give me that cover.
I'm scared to fucking death of this one for the same reason Gorm said.
Yep. Yeah.
It was all about them, and then it looks like they're shit in the bed.
Yeah, the one-point spreads are tough.
It is a scary one, but I think I'm going to lean UCF. VCU's best players is dinged up a little bit.
Yeah.
UCF is 100 spots better as far as offensive efficiency. I'm going to lean UCF here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Second to last game of the night, Ohio State, 6-11 matchup, 9:50 p.m. I got no opinion on this one. Does anybody else?
Yeah, I got one. This is my fifth and final pick here. I like the under.
Okay.
140.5. I think this is going to be kind of more of a grind game.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa State, they keep it close for sure. Mm-hmm. I think they get the win. I don't know if they cover, but under 140, definitely. Okay.
I like Ohio State at minus 5. I mean, Iowa State at minus 5.
Yeah.
Iowa State at minus 5. They were 9-9 in the Big 12 conference, but their strength of schedule was ranked like 16th in the nation. And then they come out and dominate the Big 12 tournament. They're a very balanced offense. I like their two guards, their Shayak and Wigginton.
Mm-hmm.
They're very tough to handle. And in order for this to beat Iowa State, they're going to have to be have a lot of success down low.
Correct.
And that's not Ohio State's thing this year. They're in offensive efficiency, their turnover percentage is horrible. Mm-hmm. It's like second worst team in the Big Ten in those categories. They are going to shit the bed against Iowa. A red fucking hot Iowa State.
I'm laying eggs on this game all across the board. Got it. Does that mean? That means I'm chicken. I ain't touching it. I ain't touching it.
The last and final game of the day, one of my favorite games of the day as far as picks go, Virginia Tech, St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I am rolling Virginia Tech here.
Oh.
Virginia Tech, little fun fact I saw last night, is the only team in the country where their opponents shoot more threes than twos. And St. Louis is the third worst shooting three-point team in the tournament. So that bodes very, very bad for St. Louis. They're number 205 on offense. St. Louis, and I might lean the under because of these reasons here. And then they're also number 337 and 251 in tempo. So I'm going to take Virginia Tech. And the under, very similar to Purdue last night. Purdue Old Dominion is very similar to this game last night. Purdue covered, and the under went there. Last game of the night. Yeah, last night, similar to this night.
This is might be my second favorite bet of today. For simply the fact you stated, this could be one of those games where you watch, and St. Louis is going to go scoreless for like 4 minutes at a fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go so cold because they're going to try to force threes that aren't good looks just out of frustration because they can't get it inside.
Yep.
It's going to be an ugly fucking game, and for that reason, the under will also cover.
Okay. Anyone else? Anything?
Careful, careful. I mean, if you told me Vermont was going to lose by 8 to Florida State yesterday, I would have told you were crazy. The 4-13 matchups are annoying. St. Louis, they got hot in their conference tournament. You just never know.
They did.
I love all the reasons you said, but I got one for you too, Tony.
What's that?
This is March.
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 And you know what you need to march? A little bit of luck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And from us to you, good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.